You're listening to Faith and Family, a Christian family community that aims to provide Christian advice and promote Christian values. I'm Mariel Gutierrez. Nothing can really prepare you for parenthood, not even a college degree. But you're quickly going to learn that it is exhausting. I'm a tired mom. I've been a tired mom for almost 10 years now, and my husband and I can't even say that we've mastered parenting at this point. And everything that we've learned has been through trial and error and lots and lots and lots of prayer, especially during those dreaded toddler years. Now, having a toddler is like being a hostage negotiator. I mean, their list of demands are never clear. Even when they're able to express it, they're impossible, and they're constantly protesting, and then they never listen. So how exactly do you communicate with your toddler? We have a few other tired moms joining us today on this podcast to share their experiences. Bernie, you there, girl?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hi. How are
you? Hi. Thank you for having me here. I'm excited.
Jewel's here too. Hey, Jewel.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about this.
So both of you have toddlers, correct?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Bernie, tell me about your toddler, girl.
My son, he is almost four, just around the corner, and anybody who's taking care of him knows that he can wear you out. But for me, what's most challenging for my son is him towing the line. He is at that age where he wants to see how far he can go before he gets into the serious trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, he gives you the stare down. And he gives you the stare down while you're telling him multiple times, like, don't touch it, don't throw it, don't put it in your mouth. And as you're telling him that, he's slowly doing it. And he's looking at you as he's
maintaining that eye contact. Huh?
Like that. He's like, girl, I'm going to do this, mom. And he's got that grin on his face, like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to commit.
But
that
what's your favorite thing about him, though? He's so cute.
Thank you. My favorite thing about him is, you know, he is at that age where he is really, you see him growing into his own personality.
Oh, what about you, Jewel? How's your toddler?
Well, I actually have three kids. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I have a 6-year-old son, and my toddler, he's 3 years old. My thing with Hudson, my 3-year-old, it's not really annoying. He's in this stage where he thinks he's an Avenger. So, this guy has absolutely no fear. You know, he really believes he probably can fly because Iron Man and all of those guys, they just jump and fly. So actually not too long ago, this is probably super bad parenting. On our on our staircase, he actually went on the outside of our staircase. Our staircase is about 17 steps high. And he went on the 10th step and decided he was Iron Man. And he jumps off, you know, and oh my gosh. Well, I wasn't there, but all the kids were like, Mommy, you know. Hudson, so he was crying, but fortunately he didn't break anything. And so you would have thought the kid would have learned. So maybe for a couple of weeks he didn't do it, and so he's at it again, you know. And it's just I have to be honest, I try to like have fun with it, but you know what, girls, there are just days where I'm like, okay, you need to take that energy level from 20 down to like 2 or something.
There are days when bedtime is 6 p.m. right?
You know, so it's like,
that's the truth.
Yeah, like, so, I don't care what's light outside. It's summer. It's really 8. Trust me.
And it's funny because there are days where I'm just like, honey, seriously, can you put the kid to sleep?
Because I know you try to put him in the bathtub with that, like, that Johnson.
The lavender.
And you're just like, half the bottle's empty because you're like, I'm going to make you go to sleep.
And you the one falling asleep while you're right? Screaming. Why are they like this? But okay, so Super Hudson, Avenger Hudson, but what's your most favorite thing about him?
He's just in the stage where, you know, when he sees me, he's just always super excited. And so, of course, I think any mother loves that feeling. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I'm like trying to hold on to that, the stage that he's in right now. He's just So I think he's in that in-between stage where he's somewhat done with I already forgot the stage when you're two, terrible twos. So he's a little past the terrible two stage. So he's in this super energetic phase, but it's going to be transitioning into that testing phase. So I'm kind of like cherishing this moment right now because I just, well, I'm still going through it with my six-year-old where it's that testing and I'm like screaming for him to listen to me.
Oh, you see, so I'm like somewhere there. I'm straddling in between those things because like my kids, my daughter's turning 10 and my son, he's just past the toddler stage. He's six. I was trying to describe this feeling to one of my single friends, you know, and she was asking me like why I was thankful that the toddler years were done. And I was like, I don't know if I'm thankful that they're done, you know, because I miss it.
Right.
Like, it was hard. Oh, my gosh. There was one time where, okay, when my baby was born, the bigger one regressed a little because she wanted attention too, obviously, right?
Sure.
So the baby pooed all over the white couch. So she decided, I'm going to poo all over the white couch too. And, and I remember that being the hardest, like, toddler moment ever, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, even at that moment, like, if I could go back and tell, you know, slightly younger Mar, hey, don't be so frustrated. You're going to laugh at this, I promise you. Right. It's going to be fine. But I remember that day, though, I was not telling myself. I was crying.
That has anything to do with poop, it will make
Yeah. Poop equals tears.
That equals tears. I mean, one time we were getting ready to go to Bible study and, you know, we were like running late and, you know, JoJo just decides like, we were all dressed up and everything. As soon as we were leaving the door, he like hands me his poop. He was just like, Mom. Like hands it. I'm like, just here, give it to me. What is that? Give it to me. And I'm like, what is this? And I was like, did you give him chocolate? No, and I like,
no.
Made the fatal mistake of smelling it. And I realized it's poop. So
at least he didn't taste it.
Right. Thank goodness he didn't go to that level. But still, I'm like, it's good. I'm holding poop in your hand. And now we're just going to be late to Bible study. Good times.
All right. We're going to move forward here. You know, we love our toddlers. But tell me about a time where they just absolutely will not listen to you.
Huh. I think
like every day, I get it.
Every day is like that. They don't listen, I think. But when the one time, like when I have to really make sure he does listen is when we're at church.
Right.
Because we sit in the nursery, but still, you know.
But does he listen to you when you're at church?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times we have our good days where, you know, you just put that, you know, the little iPad in front of him. I bring his earphones and he's set. And then there are times, and it depends on if there's other kids there, where he's just like, yo, my homie's here, so we're about to get down with the get down, and we're going to make some noise.
Oh, that's right. So, he's too young for CWS, right, for Children's Worship Service?
At the end of the year, he'll be CWS. For now, you that's know, right. He's my little sidekick.
Right.
So, you know, that's when, you know, you can't yell him at, you can't yell him at church, you know. Sometimes you give him this quick little, like, you know, little quick little tiny pinch, but, you know, you don't want to do that either. It's like...
Sometimes, I do.
Girl, I know you do.
You know, so. And you know what, Bernie? I do it with straight face. I'm looking straight forward.
Like they don't even know where it's coming from. Like, yes. It was like a ninja pinch. It was a ninja pinch under the arm where you hope no one can see it. And then, you know, like, and then I have tried to... And this is always at church. I've tried to, like, you know, I'm going to kneel down and I'm going to look you straight in the face. I don't yell because I did that one time. And it's just like, you know, not good. You know, I don't want to see crazy people see crazy Bernie at church. But at the same time, it's like, you know, this is my kid. Mm. If you have a problem how I parent, you know, you can talk to me. But at the same time, like, this is church. And I try to teach him that there is a time and place for everything. Like, when you're at home, you could go bananas. But when you're at church, you know, maybe beforehand you can... you know, play around a little bit, but when we're in church, you need to be quiet. And so there are times I got to really like do the stern voice and look him in the eye because, you know, you can't yell. And sometimes that works. And then if that doesn't work, I just kind of revert to, I'm telling on your dad.
When you kneel down though, is that like kind of like your way of like leveling with them? Like, is that
I think strategy? So. Like, I instead of me like being over him. Like, let me just be in your level. Let me look you in the eye.
Okay.
And know, you know, like, and sometimes when he's kind of like, you know, kind of like about to lose it, I have to like grab his, you know, kind of take hold of his shoulders and like, son, we are at church. But at the same time, like, they have to learn, you know, this is how they learn about how far you can toe the line, because they're going to learn the look, and they're going to learn the look with the pursed lips, and you're talking underneath it like, you better not even, you better stop, you know? So
yeah,
I try to do that. I try to, you know, look him in the eye and see and let him know how serious I am. This is serious. So they kind of know. So, I mean, those are one of the things.
When they grow up, though, they're going to master the five magic words. Wait till we get home. What's funny, though, is for us, it's kind of like, once we get home, though, I'm too tired.
Like, wait till you guys get home.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow. wait till next week.
When you ask the question, Mar, like, you know, when your kids don't listen to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as parents, we just, it's a lot of times they don't listen to you. And it really is because they haven't really reached that stage where they can fully comprehend everything that you're saying. It's like you have your toolbox, like, okay, what is it today? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you take out different tools of, like the other day, for example, okay, I tried to have Hudson go to children's worship service he's been attending children's worship service for the last year and a half. And on Sunday, he's just like, he just did not want to go in. So then I used my toolbox. My tool that I used that day was the option of two, you know. So, okay, so who do you want to sit next to? It's not even, because he was like, I want to sit next to you. I want to sit next to you. And I'm like, oh, no. So who do you want to sit next to Kuya or Ate? So it's like his brain is like, oh, okay, so I guess those are my only two options. He's like, okay, I'll sit next to Kuya. And so it was a very quick fix, you know what I mean? Because sometimes knowing our children, it really helps. There are days when he will listen, and there are days where you have to use different strategies, like by narrowing it down to two options, and he doesn't think of that there are other options. You
I
know?
Like that.
So,
yeah.
That's a very good, like, I like the whole toolbox thing. That's the truth. You just got to see, you got to figure out which one is going to work that day for that particular situation.
So, yeah. You know what? Yeah. Even when they were babies, right? When they were babies, we were told you have to even figure out which cry it is. Is it the hungry cry? Is it the poop cry? Is it the I'm sleepy cry? So I guess in every stage, it's like, you know, you have to play this guessing game. But, you know, we have that maternal instinct of knowing, you know, what it is.
You know, so I agree with that. When my kids were young, I did try to level with them. I did the whole looking into their eyes also, you know. I did the ninja pinches. I did that. I did the bringing them to the bathroom. They hated that.
You know what? When they get snatched up, that's when you know you're in trouble.
That's when you know. And the thing is, too, even it came to the point where I would be like, "Do you need to go to the bathroom?" And they knew what that meant. You know what I mean? It wasn't, you know, because you were potty trained or anything like that. It was, "Do you need to go to the bathroom?" And that is precisely how I would ask it, and they would be like, "No." For me, what worked was every time they would get in trouble, we would have to get ourselves out of, like, the current situation. For instance, if they're freaking out over something over here, I would remove them and to bring them to a different room, first of all. We would sit down in this different room, even if it's just, like, in the bathroom. We'll sit, I mean, not bring them to the bathroom kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But, like, wherever it is, it's a separate room. We have to remove ourselves from the situation. We sit down. And then I have to tell them, okay, you know what? I'm going to have to punish you because you did this. And it's fun, you know, like, I mean, this was more for like the advanced ages of toddlers, obviously. Mm-hmm. Baby toddler's not going to understand that, you know. Baby toddler, what I had to do was hold their hands to make them understand, like, no, stop hitting. I'm going to hold your hands for a little bit, okay? You know, they would cry. They would twist. They would do that melting thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Help me. That was hard. And, you know, one of my other mom friends, what she did was, it's so funny. She's on a different level, okay? But she makes discipline fun.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how, but you know, she would chant things like, okay, like for instance, we're not gonna touch the socket, right? When you say, hey, don't touch that socket, that's not fun, right? Hey, don't touch that. But with her, it was like, we're not going to touch that socket. Yay, let's say it together. We're not going to touch that socket. And then they're all doing it together and they're not touching the socket. And I think whatever works, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I like that.
I may have to try that, kind of change the energy.
At exactly. The
same. I think from like upset to like, okay, let's turn it. And it's like switching it really quick.
Yeah. Okay. I think what she did was take away the negativity out of discipline.
If we were to do the 80-20 rule, the 80% of the time we're actually very loving. And then the 20% of the time we're momsters, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but I do believe kids need to see that. You know what I mean? That when you act up, cause and effect.
Yes.
We don't want to yell. No.
But you'll see. You know what I mean? And so, so I think
you balance it out with love.
Yes.
Yeah.
With lots and lots and lots of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I agree with that. You know what? I too am a yeller.
Who is it? What mother?
You're a momster.
I'm a momster. I'm not. Yeah, it's true. But you're right, though. It is cause and effect. And I tell them that all the time. Like, they're older kids now. And I'm able to say, you know what? You think I enjoy yelling at you guys? I'm tired. Like, why would I want to, you know? But yeah, it's definitely about balance, right?
Yeah.
Right. But so like, but okay, so now we're fully engulfed into motherhood. What do we pray for in regards to being a mom? Do we like pray for that aspect of our lives?
Definitely, you know, it's for me, but not just myself, but even my husband, we pray to have the patience.
Yes.
Lots and lots of patience, and really the qualities that we need to be good examples for our children,
right?
And it's important for us to teach our children that they hear those things. It's funny, I have to say that my kids, when I'm stressed, because sometimes I say, you guys are stressing me out. And so they're like, mommy, I want to pray. And then like,
no. Like, mom, you need Jesus.
And then my kids actually say in their prayer, dear God, please help my mom not to be so stressed.
and that's great, because yes. Like, we know that no matter what happens or no matter whatever it is, they know they're going to turn to God first.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one important
thing. Even for when mama's going crazy.
Even when, like, dear God, please help my mom not be crazy.
Yes. Because
they're probably, you know.
Valid prayer.
And you know what? You're so right, Bernie, because I think it's like the funniest thing, but I totally believe in what you just said, that it makes me happy to know good and bad things. You run to God for everything.
Right.
You
know? And that they're going to carry that, you know, you hope they carry that, you know, forever, you know. Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. even with my son, you know, before we used to tell him, okay, did you pray for your food? There are times that, like the majority of the time I'm putting his plate down and, you know, I turn around and get a drink or whatever. And I already hear him like, dear God, please bless my food. I love you, God. Amen.
Oh.
You know? So, and he's just to know that, you know, to pray.
Yes.
Right. What about like specifically as a mother? Like, is there something that you pray for, Bernie?
I think that aside from patience, I think it's really the God give me the knowledge and the wisdom to understand when my son is going through those things, because I don't always want to yell at him. I don't always want to be like, do you want palo or do you want pinch or whatever? Give me the understanding, the open heart, to be able to see and feel what my son is going through, so I don't just revert to just yelling.
Right. Yeah. There was a moment when my daughter was a toddler. She was 3 when I had my son. And I believe that I had suffered a little bit of postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and there were a lot of times where I was of course, like, aside from the regular stresses, right? Like, for me, what it felt like was I was constantly not doing enough. There was a moment where I had gotten mad at my toddler, and I know it wasn't her fault. And then I started crying because I was like, oh my God, I'm a monster, you know? And that was the first time I apologized to her. And I really wanted her to understand. And I wanted her to know that, like, I did wrong. It was my mistake. It's not you, you know, because I was so worried. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, how I broke her. You know, I'm going to break my toddler. She's going to grow up. She's going to hate me. She's going to, like, do this, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was freaking out.
You're not the only one, girl.
Yeah.
I've done that to my son where I lost it. Like, why? And then, like, I find myself crying because it's like I'm horrible.
Right. And the thing is, it's horrible. I feel like motherhood is like this. The motherhood is like this constant, like, it's like you give, you love, but you're so guilty all the time. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, but like at that point, I realized I kind of switched gears in my prayers. And I said, you know what, God, like, I am not the mom that these kids deserve. I'm even getting emotional now. But, because it's hard, you know?
Very hard. And you know what? It's okay to cry, especially like the new moms too. You know, when you have your baby, you're losing sleep and all that. To the moms out there that are listening to this, that when you feel like you're at your wit's end and you're tired, you know, your hair is a mess. You don't know what a manicure and a pedicure is like anymore. You know, you feel guilty because you went to Target and you bought a shirt that was on clearance instead of trying to buy something. It's okay. Being a mom is not easy. It's hard work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you see another mom, and especially those new moms, give them a hug. Sometimes when I see some of these new moms, girl, I'm just going to give you a hug because I know that look of, like, you haven't slept in, like, a day.
You're, like, rocking in the corner.
Right? Yeah. The only snacks you've had was their food.
The melting cereals.
Melting cereals, the poop under your fingernails. Like, I mean, come on.
No, and you're right. It's totally, you know, and one of those things that we worry about is, like, oh, my gosh, all of these people are like watching, but you know what? You're right. Don't even worry about it because most people have been through that. So they totally understand. So you don't have to feel bad or anything like that. And I love, Bernie, how you said that it totally is okay, but always remember you are doing the best that you can, you know? And your kids will love you. We really are amazing moms. You know, we do nothing but everything for our kids. Mm.
That's perfect. You know, I think those are great words of wisdom for all our moms listening out there. All you moms out there, we're here for you. The moms that work, stay at home, commute, make dinner, go to school, you're all appreciated. We all virtually hug you. And for those moms that are still going through the toddler phases, just remember, you know what? They've got a limited vocabulary, even though they're yelling in your face. They don't understand everything that we say, and we can't expect them either to understand everything that we're saying. But in the end, I think that it's, you know, it's pretty unanimous for all of us that prayer works, right?
Yes.
Yes, prayer works. So hold on tight during those toddler years. Pray hard. We're going to be praying with you. Thank you so much, Jewel and Bernie, for being with us on today's Faith and Family podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us. And, you know, for all the moms out there, Sister Jewel and I are, like, out here to give you a hug if you need it.
All right, so aside from finding us on incmedia.org, you can catch these podcasts on iTunes and Google Play. We'll catch you guys next time on Faith and Family.